Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those classic old-school D&B atmosphere beds that feels dusty, chopped, and full of vinyl character, but still stays clean enough to live above a busy break and a solid bassline. The vibe we want is deep jungle energy, but with modern control inside Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is balance. We want grit, but not mud. Motion, but not clutter. And we want the atmosphere to feel like it was sampled from some forgotten record, then reworked into something usable in a full D&B arrangement. So before we touch any effects, let's start with the source. You want something harmonically rich, with a bit of texture already baked in. A vinyl rip is perfect. A dusty chord loop, a Rhodes phrase, a film score fragment, a jazz or soul texture, or even a single synth drone can all work really well. If you don't have source material ready, you can make your own by playing a minor 7 or minor 9 chord on a soft synth, rendering it to auto, and then treating that like a sample. The key thing is that the source should already have some musical identity. It should feel alive, but it should not be too bright, too clean, or too sub-heavy. In old-school D&B atmospheres, too much low-end is the first thing that causes problems. The atmosphere has to leave room for the kick, snare, sub, and mid-bass to do their thing. So once the audio is on a track, I like to clean it first, before chopping it up. That is a really important workflow habit. People often start chopping a dirty sample, and then wonder why the mix turns cloudy. Clean first, character second. A good basic chain here is EQ8, utility, auto filter, and maybe saturator if the sample needs a little warmth. With EQ8, high pass the atmosphere somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. For most cases, I'd start near 180 Hz and adjust from there. If the sound is still fighting the mix, go a little higher. Then check the harsh zones. If the sample is poking through where the snare needs presence, soften a bit around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it feels brittle or hissy, tame some of the top around 7 to 10 kHz. And if it sounds boxy or congested, a small cut around 300 to 600 Hz can open it up nicely. Utility is great for controlling width. If the source is too wide and messy, pull it in a little. Sometimes 80 to 90% width is enough. If you want a more centered, almost intro-like feel, bring it down even more. This is one of those tiny moves that makes a huge difference in a dense D&B arrangement. Auto filter is your movement tool. You can use a gentle low pass or high pass and slowly sweep it over time. Keep it subtle. The goal is not to make it sound like a filter effect preset. The goal is to make the atmosphere breathe. Even a slow cutoff shift over a few bars can make the whole loop feel more alive. Once the source is cleaned up, now we chop. There are two good ways to do this in Ableton. The first is sliced a new MIDI track, which is ideal if you want to perform the atmosphere like an instrument. Right-click the clip, slice it by transient if the sample has clear hits, or by 1/8 or 1/16 if it's more of a rolling bed. Then you can trigger the chopped pieces from MIDI and rearrange them into ghostly chord stabs and broken fragments. The second approach is to stay in audio and edit the clip manually. This is great if you want more of that old-school loop manipulation feel. Duplicate the clip over 4 or 8 bars, make tiny cuts, reverse a few fragments, shift the start and end points slightly, and use fade so the edits stay smooth. A really effective pattern is to think in 4-bar phrases. For example, bar 1 can beat a fuller chord fragment, bar 2 can have 2 short chopped hits, bar 3 can throw in a reverse tail into a stab, and bar 4 can leave more space so the snare can breathe. That kind of asymmetry feels very jungle. It avoids the loop wallpaper problem and gives the texture a sense of conversation with the rhythm. Now let's add some vinyl character, but carefully. This is not about making the sound sound fake lo-fi. It's about controlled dirt. A nice chain for this is Redux, Saturator, Vinyl Distortion, and possibly Dynamic Tube or Drum Bus if the sound needs a bit more attitude. Keep Redux subtle. Around 12 to 16 bits and just a light amount of downsampling can add that sampled edge without wrecking the atmosphere. Saturator can add a couple of dB of drive, and the soft clip option helps keep the peaks under control. Vinyl Distortion is useful for dust, wear, and mechanical character, but again, keep it subtle. You want the feeling of a worn record, not a destroyed one. And here's a really important teacher tip. If the atmosphere is meant to sit behind fast drums and bass, don't crush the whole frequency range with heavy bit reduction. That usually makes it cheap and harsh. If you want more dirt, do it in parallel. Duplicate the layer, process the copy more aggressively, and blend it underneath the cleaner version. That gives you far more control. Now we start bringing in motion. Old school jungle atmospheres are rarely static, even when they're not obviously rhythmic. They still feel like they're pulsing with the track. One way to do that is filter automation. Another is autopan set with phase at 0 degrees so it works more like a tremolo or gate. Keep the amount modest, maybe 10 to 35%, and try synced rates like half notes, quarter notes, or dotted values. This can create that chopped, breathing motion without needing to physically cut every single event. If you slice the sample into simpler, you can also use short retriggered fragments. A short decay, one shot or classic mode, and a few off-grid MIDI notes can make the atmosphere feel more like a played instrument than a static loop. Beat repeat can also be a cool accent tool, but use it sparingly. It's best as a transition effect or a fill detail. Low chance, short grid settings, and subtle mix. You want a hint of stutter, not a full glitch wash. Next, let's give the sound space. In DNB, big doesn't mean roomy in the usual sense. Big usually means controlled depth. We want short, filtered space that supports the groove without smearing the whole mix. Echo is perfect here. Try rhythmic values like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 with moderate feedback. Then filter the repeats. High pass them so the low end stays clean, and low pass them so the delay doesn't get brittle. That gives you a classic old school movement without clutter. For reverb, keep it shorter and more focused than you might in other genres. A decay somewhere around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds can work well, with a little pre-delay so the attack stays clear. Always high pass the reverb return. That is one of the most important habits in fast music like drum and bass. The atmosphere can feel huge, but the mix still needs to stay sharp. Now for one of the most useful tricks in this whole workflow, add a ghost layer. Duplicate the atmosphere and process the copy differently. On this second layer, clean it with EQ8, high pass it a bit more aggressively, maybe around 300 to 500 Hz, and low pass it so it doesn't compete with the bright edge of the main layer. Then add a touch of chorus ensemble or echo to blur and widen it. You can even widen it with utility if needed. The idea is that this layer should be felt more than heard. If you mute it and immediately miss the depth, you've probably got it in the right zone. This is where the sound starts to feel like a forgotten sample reel being pulled apart and rebuilt for a modern track. Now let's make sure it actually fits into a drum and bass mix. The atmosphere should generally stay out of the way below 120 Hz. Keep the low mids lean too, because 120 to 300 Hz can get mighty fast. Watch the 300 to 800 Hz area if the track starts to feel congested. And be careful around 2 to 5 kHz, because that's where snare crack lives. If the atmosphere is masking the snare, the whole groove will feel softer than it should. Sidechain compression is usually a good idea here. You don't want the atmosphere pumping like a house track unless that is specifically the effect. Just enough ducking so the drums can breathe. A compressor or glue compressor with a modest ratio, fairly quick attack, and medium release usually works well. You can sidechain from the kick, or even better, from the whole drum bus if you want the texture to move with the groove rather than just the kick alone. Another smart approach is to think of the atmosphere like percussion. That's a very old jungle mindset. The chops should answer the break, not just float over it. So place your fragments with intention. Let them land around the drum phrasing. Let them react to fills. Let them leave space where the snare needs to speak. For arrangement, think in sections. In the intro, start with the atmosphere and vinyl texture only. Keep it filtered, keep it wide, and let it slowly open over 8 or 16 bars. In the breakdown, widen it more, let the reverb bloom a little, and strip away the sub and core drums. Before the drop, narrow the field slightly, cut the low end a bit more aggressively, and maybe throw in a reverse chop or delayed tail to build tension. Once the drop lands, keep the atmosphere more restrained and rhythmically supportive, so it adds energy without getting in the way. And once the part is working, resample it. This is a huge part of the old school workflow. Bounce the atmosphere to audio, then use that rendered version as a new source. You can reverse fragments, stretch them, chop them again, and layer them back under the original. This not only makes the part easier to arrange, it often reveals timing and stereo issues you missed while the chain was still live. A lot of the magic happens once you commit. A few advanced things to keep in mind as you work. Think in layers of responsibility. One layer should carry the musical identity. Another should carry the dust. Another should carry the motion. If one track is trying to do everything, it gets hard to control in a fast DNB context. Also, use contrast instead of constant intensity. A texture that is a little quieter in one section and a little wider in another will feel much more alive than a loop that stays impressive the whole time. Old school atmospheres work really well when they evolve every four bars, even if the notes themselves don't change much. Check mono regularly too. This is a big one. A sound can feel massive in stereo and then fall apart in mono. Collapse the mix now, and then to make sure the important character still survives. If it disappears, simplify the width or move the low mid energy more toward the center.